December 14th through the 20th, Moroni chapter 10. Come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. As you finish reading the Book of Mormon, consider seeking a renewed witness from the Holy Ghost that it is true. As you do, record the impressions you receive. The Book of Mormon opens with Nephi's promise to show us that the tender mercies of the Lord are over all whom He hath chosen because of their faith. See 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20. The book closes with a similar message from Moroni as he prepared to seal up the records. He invited us to remember how merciful the Lord hath been. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 2 and 3. Even if we think only of the many mercies recorded in the Book of Mormon, this gives us a lot to think about. What examples come to your mind? You might ponder the merciful way God led Lehi's family through the wilderness and across the great waters, the tender mercy He showed to Enos when his soul hungered for forgiveness, or the mercy He showed to Alma, a bitter enemy of the church who became one of its fearless defenders. Or your thoughts might turn to the mercy the resurrected Savior showed to the people when He healed their sick and blessed their little children. Perhaps most important, all of this can remind you of, quote, how merciful the Lord hath been, end quote, to you. For one of the main purposes of the Book of Mormon is to invite each of us to receive God's mercy, an invitation expressed simply in Moroni's farewell words, quote, come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, end quote. From Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Ideas for personal scripture study. Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 7. I can know the truth by the power of the Holy Ghost. The promise in Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 7 has changed the lives of millions of people around the world. How has it changed yours? Whether you are seeking to gain or to strengthen your testimony of the Book of Mormon, Moroni's invitation applies to you. As you read Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 7, consider reading more carefully than you have in the past. You could examine each phrase, asking yourself questions like these. What does this mean? How can I do this better? What experiences have I had with this? How has the Holy Ghost manifested the truth of the Book of Mormon to me? Also think of someone who needs to hear your testimony of the Book of Mormon. How will you help that person seek his or her own witness? Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 25. Deny not the gifts of God. There are many ways a person might deny the gifts of God. See Moroni chapter 10, verse 8. Some people deny that these gifts even exist. Others might deny that they have spiritual gifts, but recognize them in other people. Still others deny their gifts by simply neglecting them or failing to develop them. As you read Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 25, look for truths that will help you discover your spiritual gifts and use them with greater power to bless yourself and others. Seek insights about the gifts God has given you or the gifts He wants you to seek. Why is it important to remember that every good gift cometh of Christ? See Moroni chapter 10, verse 18. Consider also this counsel from Elder John C. Pingree, Jr., quote, so how do we come to know our gifts? We can reference our patriarchal blessing, ask those who know us best, and personally identify what we are naturally good at and enjoy. Most important, we can ask God. He knows our gifts, since He gave them to us. End quote. From I Have a Work for Thee, Ensign or Liahona, November 2017. See Guide to the Scriptures, Gifts of the Spirit, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Moroni chapter 10, verses 30 through 33. I can be perfected through the grace of Jesus Christ. Moroni's admonition to come unto Christ involves more than learning about Him or thinking about Him more often, or even trying harder to keep His commandments, as important as these things are. Rather, this is an invitation to come unto Christ in the most complete sense possible, to become as He is. As you read Moroni chapter 10, verses 30 through 33, notice phrases that help you understand what it means to come to Christ completely, such as, lay hold upon every good gift, Deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and of course, be perfected in Him. How is it possible? Look for answers in Moroni chapter 10, verses 30 through 33. What is the Spirit telling you that you should do to more completely come unto Christ and be perfected in Him? See Omni chapter 1, verse 26, Guide to the Scriptures Perfect, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Moroni chapter 10. Read this chapter together, looking for every time Moroni used the word exhort. List or mark what Moroni is exhorting or strongly encouraging us to do. What can we do to follow his exhortations? Moroni chapter 10, verse 3. What have we learned about the Lord's mercy as we read the Book of Mormon this year? How has the Lord been merciful to our family? Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. After reading these verses, you might ask family members to share how they have come to know that the Book of Mormon is true. Consider singing together a song about seeking for truth, such as Search, Ponder, and Pray, from Children's Songbook, page 109. You might also invite family members to record their testimonies in a family journal. Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. Christmas is a natural time to think about receiving gifts. Perhaps family members could wrap gifts for each other that represent the gifts of God mentioned in Moroni chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. These gifts could also represent other good gifts that come from Christ that they see in one another. Moroni chapter 10, verses 27 through 29 and verse 34. Family members could share what they would like to say to Moroni when they, quote, meet him before the pleasing bar of the great Jehovah, end quote. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving Personal Study. Look for Jesus Christ. The purpose of the Book of Mormon and all Scripture is to testify of Jesus Christ. What do you learn about Jesus Christ in Moroni chapter 10? What do you feel inspired to do to come unto Him?